When the time came for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. And when they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he'll be called John." But they answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And they were all amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." As I began to prepare this homily, word reached me that an old and dear friend had died. Arthur Honeyman III had shown up at our campus ministry years ago when I worked at Portland State College, now a university. Art was born with cerebral palsy and could move about only with the greatest difficulty. His push walker became something of a fixture in downtown Portland over the years. He would abandon it in one place or another as he was able to get a ride home out of the Portland rain. His cart, as he called it, was distinctively personalized with the blazing sign "Spastic Power" in the fashion of the 60s. He was always politically incorrect. And people respected his property. So today, in the gospel, as we find Zechariah struggling to speak, my memory of Art is only intensified. Art was a poet, something of a humanitarian, and he had a splendid sense of humor. He needed help for everything. He'd start a sentence, "Can you give me a ride?" And then he'd gag into a spasm, and you'd helpfully provide the word "home" to finish the sentence. And he would gasp, "No! To my abode!" And then lapse into laughter. Art would not put up with any kind of helpfulness or condescension. His rage at his condition was absolute. And he made it work for him. He demanded respect and dignity for everyone who labored under a disability or any sort of disadvantage. His words were his golden gift, so you can see my concern when the doctors said that his shaking was so violent that it was wearing his body out. They severed some of the nerve endings in his brain with the hope that other nerves would take over. You can imagine our apprehension as we waited for his speech and mobility to emerge after the operation. They did, but not much had changed. However, this may be the reason that Art lived well into his 60s. I visited him once in a market stall in downtown Portland. With a computer, he was able to help street people and others deal with agencies and the complicated paperwork of being poor. Art's poetry probed the dark side, but also spoke of the joy of dancing and the sublime promise of Jesus. His mouth opened, his tongue freed, blessing God. Art taught me something of what it is to deal with a disability for every moment of your life. Like Zechariah, it is sometimes hard for us to believe that the very greatest gifts in life are also there for us. We hesitate before the words of glory. We refuse to make them our own. God's promises need to be enacted. The word must be spoken, embodied, enfleshed, born again and again for our own world to experience the dawn from on high. We profess a liberation greater than freedom from our enemies. We proclaim freedom from the shadow of death itself. I was from a Protestant background, and he would tease me with the hackneyed stereotypical Protestant criticism of Roman Catholicism. But at the same time, he affectionately claimed me as his priest. His fierce anger always reminded me that every person needs to be heard, understood, appreciated, and blessed. Even the most difficult people deserve that time and attention that will raise them up in glory. Like Zechariah, we need to find our voice as we enter the feast of Christmas. We would welcome God's promise on a larger scale. We'd say a word of blessed recognition in a more authentic and courageous manner. Art, I promise you, I'll try to say such a word.